questions about putting it forward later tonight?
I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Rebecca?
Could you just explain a little bit about the purpose of it and what it, I saw the fee schedule, but I just don't know exactly what.
It was to, excuse me, it was to go over the existing fees in the city, many of which hadn't been revised. If you saw the first version I sent you, it had the full Excel sheet explaining which ones hadn't been revised since 2010, some even earlier than that. So there was revision plus some additions, because we found out through a number of ways that we haven't been charging for things that most municipalities do charge for, such as planning board site reviews and things like that. So those are the new ones added.
Great. Thanks for going over that.
And of course the reason is, I think, obvious, we need revenue.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so that's one thing down. The second is I sent you a contract. Which contract? Oh, the contract for Park Mobile. Did I send you that one? It was just it's just a replacement contract. The company that was doing our that kiosk down at the parking lot across from Amtrak just went out of business at the spur of the moment in May, left everybody hanging, and this is a contract for the new company. It's almost identical. So I thought, if there's no... Oh, and then there was a transfer. Oh, that's what it was. The transfer. It wasn't from the general fund, though. So maybe, there's no real issue. But it was a transfer of attorney fees from, I don't have it handy, but I think it was, Heather can actually, this was a BEA resolution, Heather? Heather?
Yeah, it's a transfer resolution. It does two things. One is, as you all know, or probably know, it's mentioned to some extent, though, we've got some additional sort of legal issues going on. Which we were significantly under budgeted for in terms of fee attorneys. So half of the resolution is to transfer money to cover those expenses. I feel at this point that I was comfortable taking it out of hospitalization. It looks like we have enough bandwidth there. So hopefully that will prove to be the case by the end of the year. The second thing was just a correction of a resolution that you approved in June when they calculated. So basically what happened was they initially put all the salaries for the several attorneys that Cheryl brought on board all under personal services. They made it determined for a variety of reasons that they really shouldn't be in there. You approved moving money out of the city attorney personal services line to the fee attorneys line. When they calculated that amount just turned out to be correct. So this just corrects it.
Thank you. So any questions? Because my only question was if hospitalization could cover it, and you suggested it can. So that'll become before the full council later at our 7 o'clock meeting. The next bit of business, well, there's actually two things. I think, well, Heather, let's do the budget, please. You want to lead us through it? Do you have the screen share? Can you, or you want me to post it? I don't know if I have it handy.
Yeah, you're gonna have to post it, or one of us could post it, unless.
Okay, hold on.
Like Heather's not using video.
Oh right, good point. Let's see, it's here somewhere. Resolution. Hold on, folks. Finance Committee agenda. Okay, it's coming up shortly. Now I have to share my screen. Can you see it now?
Beautiful.
Okay. Okay, Heather, could you lead us through it?
Sure thing. So again, as we've been tracking every month, we've been looking at, this demonstrates where we are through June. It says April, but it's June. I forgot to change that. I apologize. So what you can see is, unfortunately, the trend is continuing in that we are only at 25% of budget and 25% versus year ago. You would like that number to be obviously near 50 since we're halfway through the year. So we're continuing to feel, you know, stressed on all of the parking related revenues. I've got some charts coming up that'll show you if visual sometimes can be more helpful. So what we've started to do as well is do year-to-date comparisons. So we are actually 50% behind where we were for the first 6 months of 2019. So that's a pretty significant drop. That's about $289,000, you can see on the chart. So we were at, from January to June last year, we were at $392,000, basically, and we're only at $202,000. So even if everything picked up starting in July and we matched all of our numbers from July to December, we'd still be almost $200,000 short in parking alone. Can you scroll down, Todd?
Yeah.
And well, before we scroll down, does anybody have any questions on that?
Nope.
I do actually, just a quick one. I know there was the introduction last at the informal meeting of the donation from some people who that was supposed to offset parking loss, or what was that, or was that to offset? Well, I think it was to offset parking loss.
It was to offset meter revenue for the shared streets program. So yes, there's it's fair enough to say you can look at that $190,000 that were short, and $15,000 of it has been offset by that donation.
Right on. Thanks.
So $175,000. Okay, if there are no other questions, I'll move to building permits and fees. Again, it's almost the exact same thing. You can see that we're only at 23% of budget. We'd like to be seeing that number closer to 50%. And then again, when you use January to June of 2019 versus January to June of 2020, we're at less than half of where we were a year ago. And so that right now is about a $35,000 difference.
Mm-hmm. And since the restrictions have been lifted on construction, has that shown up in this figure?
Not in June, and I'll show you when we get to the charts. I assume in July we'll see a bump.
Okay. Any questions?
Okay, so any questions on that?
No? Okay, let's go on. So now we're going to be looking at your hypothetical projections.
Yeah, and I think for next year, not next year, I'm sorry, for next month, I may do what I've done so far. It's only been 2 months. I kept the original projections, and I'm putting the actuals in so we can kind of see how close or far the projections were.
Oh, I see.
Probably starting next month, I might do a revised projection. But if I do, I'm going to keep these for historical purposes. But in any case, this is a good visual to see. So our total monthly revenues is that solid orange line. The solid blue line is year ago actuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dotted lines, the orange dotted line is the sort of estimate of a potential high impact. And the dotted green line is a potential impact of less impact. So you can see that actually from starting to do this from April to May and June, you can, the projections have been pretty close. And you can see if you take that June column and you go to the fourth line down, it says data dollar sign low impact and data dollar sign high impact. So that's basically where we are below where we would want to be at this point. So obviously we're going to keep a track on that, but perhaps the more interesting. I like doing the monthly things because you get a sense of the variability from month to month and how different they were. And we did see the reason why there's such a difference between April and May from 2019 to 2018 was just an issue of timing. We ordinarily get our first quarter sales tax in May, I mean in April. That's why you see that big bump in the blue line. We didn't get it until May in 2020, so that's why you don't see a bump in April, but you see the bump in May. If you want to scroll down to, unless you have questions on the monthly one, let's go to the cumulative one.
What's the July big bump?
That's going to be sales tax again.
Okay. And then same thing with October?
Correct.
So this projected low impact has us ahead 10%?
No. Is there any way you can increase the size of the screen, Tom, or increase the percentage?
Let's see if I can.
I saw something in the lower right-hand corner that had a 100% thing. I don't know if you can click on that and maximize it. If not, I can work with it. It's just a little hard for me to see.
Yeah.
I imagine it is for the rest of you, too.
Let's see if this does it. Hold on. Is that any better? I can't.
Nope, now that's your email box.
Excuse me? Oh.
If you, Tom, if you download the file and actually open it rather than just clicking on the preview...
Okay. Taking a second. It's taking quite a while, unfortunately, to download.
I think it's downloaded, and now if you just have to go to your downloads and open it.
It's not. It's still down. Let's go back to this version.
So down in the bottom right corner, there's the, see it says 100% down.
Bottom right corner of what?
In the, at the bottom of the screen, like in the middle right bottom. There was, it said 100% and if you, there's a little drop down here.
Yep, wrong way.
Oops.
There we go. Okay, Heather?
There we go. Yeah. That's it. That's what you want. Perfect.
So the question was about this line. Is it delta? I can't read that word. Or is it?
Yeah, delta.
Delta, low impact percentage. Oh, it's a percentage. Okay. So that's a 10% increase? I'm confused here.
Yeah, because that was the low impact one. So if you look at the delta percentages, those are the assumptions I made of how much a decrease versus the prior year it would be. So up through June, it's now actual. But, you know, so what basically I did for my low impact is I said that it would be 50% lower than we were last July, 25% lower than we were last August, 5% lower than we were last September. We flatten out in October, and then we actually see some increases versus year ago. Because, again, we're just comparing against year ago, not against budget year. And then if you just look at the same data for the high impact thing, you can see the difference. So, I'm just waiting until this screen comes back.
We were on the previous screen...
We were.
Actually,
you
want to
go back
then? Yeah, monthly. We're at this one. I'm sorry. Monthly revenues. So this low impact projection has us ahead of last year, correct?
Yeah, but remember, this is monthly. This is just monthly. So it's just saying for the month of December, you know, ideally we would be 10% above where we were a year ago because that's more or less what we were looking for from the budget, for the 2020 budget.
Okay.
And you can see, if you look at the last line, the high impact one, you can see instead of saying we'd be below 50% in July, I was forecasting we'd be 60% below in July. 50% below versus only 25% below, you know, continue. So you can see that the high impact is significantly more aggressive in terms of how much lower we will be than a year ago.
Right. Okay. So property
tax. So again, these are just the monthly. This is just for each month. So if you go to the next chart, the cumulative will show you.
With the can somebody turn off their phone, please? With the not this chart? Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We all good?
I'm sorry, you want this chart?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Go ahead. So this does is it just takes the same data that's above, but instead of showing it month to month, it shows cumulative. So basically, every month we add more revenue to the total, and by the end, you get what you think your year-end number would be.
Mm-hmm.
So even though on the monthly basis, 10% increase above year ago, you can see that overall, it's still projecting a 13% decrease versus the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
If all those numbers come into play.
Right.
If you look at just June right now, you can see that versus year ago, we're 24% below where we were a year ago for these four parking revenues.
Got it. Any questions, anyone on the committee? Okay, the next chart, all things parking. Okay.
And the next few just go into some of the specific revenues in a little more detail, just so you can see what's happening.
Okay.
So here's the parking. And you can see that both the orange, both of the dotted lines, I had anticipated that both May and June would be higher than they come in at. If you want to go to the one above that, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So you can see basically in May and June, we had very little in revenue. For example, you know, if you look at May, last year we had $71,000. This year we had $2,300. And obviously we knew that was going to happen because of the, you know, waiver of parking and of not issuing parking tickets. But, you know, if you look at June, I had hoped that since some of these things had been, you know, been put back into play, that we would be seeing more revenue than we ultimately did. I think July is going to be a really telling month in terms of, you know, how fast this particular category is going to recover.
Okay.
You have any questions on that?
Anyone? Okay.
I know it's not the cheeriest discussion.
No.
Okay, and again, this is just the same thing cumulatively. So you can see that for these parking issues, and we talked about this in the charts up front.
Great.
But you can see this just shows you on a visual basis that we're down 54%, 55% where we were a year ago on all this parking thing.
Questions, anyone? Raise your hand, or if you're on the committee, just speak out. Okay, parking, and now we're on to the lodging tax.
And just before it scrolls away, you can see that if the low impact estimate came into place, we'd still be 32% down by the end of the year, or about $250,000. And if the high impact is closer to what actually happens, we'll be down really $350,000 or
44%. Got it. Now we're on to the lodging tax. Now this is reported every 3 months?
Yeah. So basically, you don't anticipate seeing a whole lot in the non-40 months. It's basically just people who are delinquent to the next filing date. We're not going to really have a lot of visibility, but obviously April, you can see the huge swing there. That's $40,000 right there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, really until July, August, we're not going to have a good sense of the next quarter.
Okay. Any questions? Here's a cumulative version.
Yep, so you can see that big gap between the orange and green doesn't even show up, and the blue is what we're, you know, down by at this point. So right now, year to date, through June, we're down about $67,000 in revenue versus year ago. And again, this was another revenue that we had actually suggested increasing, so the swing versus budget is even greater than that. Look at the projections going out for the rest of the year, you know, if, you know, and I keep saying if the low impact projection is close to reality, we'd be about down about 20% and or about $75,000. And if the high impact one is more accurate, we could be down more like 150,000 or 38%.
Heather, do those projections include the fact that 100% now goes to the general fund?
This is just lodging tax. It's just how much we take in. So
oh, altogether, not with the allocation. Okay, before the allocation, or what was previously. Okay,
yep.
Got it.
Correct.
Any questions? Here we go to plumbing and building permits.
Okay, and again, Tom, you had asked about this earlier, and you can see from a monthly basis, May and June, you didn't really see much of an uptick at all, but Craig has said that he's seeing more permits come in, so I'm hoping that in July we'll start heading upwards again, like the two projections on like the last year's actual. It's interesting to note that for the most part, June tends to be one of the lowest months anyway. It was one of the lowest months in 2019, so... Yeah, so we'll see next month.
And there's the cumulative version.
Okay, and again, you know, you can see, just if you just look at the colors on the left side of the line, you can see that we're about halfway where we were a year ago. And then if you look at the actual numbers, you can see it's actually, yeah, we're 55% versus year ago numbers. And again, if this trend trends out, so the low impact thing, we'd be down about, that's interesting. I have an error. I apologize. In this. The low impact delta dollar change, I have percentages repeated twice. So, but that would be about 40,000, just looking at the numbers, or about 28% drop. And in the high impact situation, it would be about $60,000 or 41% drop. And again, I have to continue to re-emphasize that these are all estimates, and that's why I said at the beginning, I'm probably for next month, I'm going to take a look at potentially revising the outgoing estimates, depending on what I see happening in July. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you very much. So if you could stay with us, I'd like to ask you a question.
There were two other issues I just wanted to point out that were at the top of the report. One is that we still have to hire an auditor. That's something that's usually done like back in February or April. We have to get 2019 formally audited. At this point, I don't think there's any way we're going to make our deadline for the muni filing. We will have a ding against us, but it's not like a super big ding. And then the second thing is that we need to begin the implementation of the Office of the State Controller's Corrective Action Plan, which you all voted on 2 months ago, I think.
Yep.
It definitely involves work that I would presume, well, I'm not sure where it would all live, but we should probably go through it and decide, because I think some of it may or may not be financed. I mean, there's definitely common council things that have to be created and passed.
Right, but
so I don't know
if we would need your help in that, of course, right? I mean,
yeah, of course,
because it's about how to account.
I think probably we would want to do a task force or something,
right?
Okay. And then bring it to, you know, the appropriate council committees,
sure,
for input. And but we just, you know, we said we're going to get it done by the end of the year, so
okay. So thank you for that.
And that's it.
Let me get back to this other bit I would like to discuss with you. Hold on. I sent you. Can everybody see this? No, you can't see. Um, the that's not it. A document sent around, or let me see if I can find it here.
But you search the mail, Tom. It might be better than scrolling through your email.
What's that? Yeah, hold on.
You're doing a search field rather than scrolling through.
Okay. Heather, do you have that handy by any chance? Oh, you don't have, you can't, okay. Okay, 1 second, folks.
Yeah, if you from Rasner, that's the one you're looking for, right? The one from Bob Rasner?
Yep. Oh, here we go. Found it. Now, here we go. Can everybody see that?
No.
You can't see the... Oh.
I can see it.
Oh. I can
too.
Okay. Heather?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. So this was circulated, and to get some clarity about it, I asked Bob Rasner who compiled it, who's the author. Apparently he is, and it came out on HTC Stationery, which was a little confusing because I don't recall HTC being a member, ever having voted on this. And then looking further into it, I have a lot of questions about some, I mean, you're cited, of course, as the source of all these facts. You, Heather, I mean. So just to take the first page. Now, lodging charges is a figure they got from you? Or is that...
That's... No, that's a figure they reversed into. So what you would do, so the $346,000 in the lodging tax, is the correct number.
Right.
That is what we brought in 2019. So what you would do is you would take that number, divide it by 0.04
right.
for the 4% lodging tax, and that would tell you how much. So basically, 4% of the $8.6 million would create the $346,000 that we took in.
Right, and
that makes sense.
It sure does, and that includes not just short-term rentals but also hotels and regular B&Bs. Correct.
Correct. Yep.
So my confusion then is when it says 8% sales tax is based on that 346,000 figure. Do Airbnbs, do short-term rentals pay sales tax?
They should be.
Short-term rentals do.
They should be.
You're sure of that?
No, I'm not 100% sure. I can double check that. I will double check that tomorrow.
Okay.
I know that the businesses do for sure. You know, so all the hotels and the B&Bs,
yes,
all of that.
But the short-term rentals, that was the question.
It was my impression that the sharing platforms don't include a sales tax, that they have other fees, but not sales tax.
Yeah,
being that internet commerce.
Yeah, it depends. In some of the very large places, and by large, I mean like, you know, Paris and San Francisco and places like that,
mm-hmm.
they will handle all of the sales tax. They say that they're going to eventually expand that, you know, to all municipalities, but I find that hard to believe because some of us are so small.
So this restaurant's charges figure, what's that derived from?
Well, I think if you scroll down, he shows you. Oh, I don't know if he showed it to you in this or if he showed it to you. No, he showed it to you in this. If you scroll down, I believe. So there.
So using
that's
this figure, the 8.6 million and a half.
Right. So basically, he's taking that. He came up with $225 a night for an average room rate. I don't know where that came from. But if you just take the 8.6 million and divide it by that, that gives you 105 rooms per night. on average, and it looks like he's assuming that on average there's two people per room, so that's where he's getting the 210 number from.
Okay.
And then he's taking that estimate and using his estimates here in terms of $20 for lunch, $50 for dinner, so $70 in food in a day, calculating sales tax and tips on that.
I see. So
I mean, it seems a little odd, too, considering that some of these STR units are set up as efficiencies where they have kitchens and bathrooms, so people do cook in them as well. So to assume that everyone's staying in an STR is going out.
Well, not only that, but this isn't just STRs. This is also hotels and B&Bs.
Correct. So I would say that this is sort of a wide number. Maybe there's a... Maybe it's useful as a reference, but not really about drilling down.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, and I think in an email that followed up, he said that, you know, he estimated these and, you know, not everybody, you know, some people are going to spend a lot more than $50 on dinner. A lot of people are going to spend less. Some people are going to tip more. Some people are going to tip less. So I don't think in any way trying to think that this is a very specific number. I think he's just trying to put something that doesn't seem crazy in place to give you a sense of the magnitude.
Understood.
Okay. Now, lastly, this is the thing.
Not that I want to speak for him, because I haven't had a conversation with him about this at all. So.
Okay. Got it.
Understood. So the last part I'm curious about is this page. The totals. The point of, I mean... This is very confusing. Are these the actual figures you gave him of year to date?
They are the actual figures, yep.
From when? Year to date? As July 9th, these are the figures?
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are all correct. Those are all correct. I double-checked them today just to make sure they were accurate.
And the sales tax figure comes from what exactly? I mean, how is that figure determined?
I don't understand that question. Okay. The budget is the numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with lodging. That's just the general sales tax.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's got a variety of things. He also pulled out parking tickets. I assume because when you have a lot of tourists, you issue more parking tickets. So. So he obviously threw sales tax and parking tickets in as an additional, you know, economic impact.
Got it. So that 553,000 figure at the bottom is year to date, even though it doesn't say that, correct?
That is correct.
And so the implication, I mean, but the figure above it is the budget for the entire year.
Correct.
So compared to your analysis, that's a kind of misleading juxtaposition. I mean, it doesn't make it clear it's year to date, and it'll easily be much more than, I mean, there's not going to be a $2.1 million difference.
Correct. That is true.
Okay. That's pretty much all I wanted to establish to make clear. I mean,
okay. just for what it's worth, it's actually exceptionally challenging to get month-to-month detail out of the accounting system. So, you know, I'm sure that's part of the reason why.
Got it. And you're not sure about that 8% sales tax on short-term rentals?
I'm going to double-check that tomorrow, and I will let you know.
Okie doke.
I will speak to the finance committee as a whole and let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Heather, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Excuse me, committee members. Let me get rid of this screen. Go back to this screen. There we go. Committee members, anything else you'd like to discuss? Or ask questions about?
When are we going to have to discuss I mean, I guess that's for next year, obviously. But.
Yeah, cuts, you know, that becomes part of the budget process, which begins in September and goes on through November. And my goal this year is, like, unlike previous years, we'll have a better schedule of what's being discussed so that community members, citizens, will be able to participate and see what's actually, because a lot of it is in these discussions, you're given the proposed budgets of each department, and then the BEA members, the mayor, myself, and Heather, go line by line as much as we can, because it's, as I've said before, it's a very difficult document to parse. And doing that, we will come up with cuts. Hopefully, you know, I hope, I mean. Ideally, we could even start with a zero-based budget. You know, that is to say, a budget that has no increases, and then work from there. But the key, in my view, for the future is that each department is scrutinized with the same intensity, so that we make sure we're doing this across the board and not singling out any one department.
Great.
Okay, with that being said, anybody in the public care to ask a question, you can raise your hand. I don't see any.
Looks like someone might be...
Lillian Melcher has
okay. Okay. I think that's just the thumbs up, but okay. Go ahead, Lillian.
Hello. I was wondering if citizens had specific questions about the budget. Heather, would you be open to discussing specific line items?
Absolutely. Oh. What do you mean, Lillian? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm happy to both discuss things individually. I'm happy to, you know, attend a meeting if you want to get a group of people together. You know, my opinion is that the more people understand the more about the budget, the better we will all be off. So I'd be thrilled to do that, to be honest.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
I'm raising my hand.
Okay. Go ahead. Rebecca Bohr.
Hi, it's me, Rebecca. So yeah, I just wanted to say, like, when we're redoing or like doing the budget for next year, are we going to be able to, you know, I know there's a lot of situations where there's like lines that are like other expenses. So are we going to be able to like really flesh those parts out? Because I know that this is really important to have a full understanding of the budget.
It's certainly my intention to have that happen. And most of the department heads do provide more detailed information than is in the actual budget document per se. Agreed, Heather? Heather?
Agreed. And yes, agreed. Sorry, right. I just keep putting him on mute. It takes me a minute. And I see no reason why those can't be shared as well.
Exactly.
We did share them to some extent last year because we made copies of them for the people that showed up to attend the meeting. So they did actually have access to those. No reason they can't be published online as well. And, you know, I think the BEA, we can get together and talk about ways that we can ensure that we're getting the right level of detail. You know, some people's other expenses are a couple $1,000s. Other people's are more like $50,000. And having a better understanding of what goes into that, I think would help. You know, we get better at it every year, believe it or not. But there's still, you know, opportunity to improve. I think it would also be very interesting for most people to realize, honestly, how little discretionary spending there is in the budget. There's a lot of contractual obligations. So, we shall see.
All right, thank you.
There's a question from Michael Hoffman. Michael?
Hi. Thank you for all of the information that was presented today. I just wanted to make sure that the documents that were shown via screen share today are able to be accessed on the website for the city. Is that true?
They will certainly be posted as part of the minutes, as they always are. Thanks to our fantastic clerk, Linda Finoff.
Oh, yay.
Let's see, any other hands? I don't see any other hands, unless somebody has their hand up that I don't see. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. John, a second. Rebecca, excuse me, all in favor to adjourn, signify by saying aye or raising your hand. Eileen, are you in favor? Eileen?
She's eating. Yeah. Oh, hey, Linda, I heard that. Yes, I am in favor.
Okay, so there's no one opposed. This meeting's adjourned. See you back, council members, see you back at 7.
Okay, then.